Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, and the heart and soul of professional wrestling, Tommy Dreamer and I talk all about Wardlow from AEW Dynamite last night. What a match. But what a pop from that Baltimore crowd. We get into Wardlow and the story with MJF right here on the Busted Open Podcast. And we speak to Hall of Famer. It's part of our 80s week here on the Busted Open Podcast. We talk to Jake Roberts right now on the Busted Open Podcast. What they have done for Wardlow, the story of Wardlow, the relationship with MJF. I mean, that crowd last night, more than anybody else on that show, was hot for Wardlow.
Yeah. Like I said, Wardlow is this generation's Goldberg, done right. And he had another very, very good performance. And I've told you this. I've told you this on the air. It is so important when you are developing a character, as well as you're developing a person who's going to be a main eventer, everything that you do for that person has to be meaningful and has to really keep on progressing this person. And there can't be any mess ups. And when I say mess ups, this person always has to be put in this situation to succeed. And Wardlow has been on that path, even just nonstop beating up security, where this wave of security just kept on coming to show he's this undeniable force that wants to, he's fighting for his freedom. And, you know, for every great babyface, there has to be a great heel, and that is MJF. And this, each and every week, the storyline has progressed, and they've put him in the best possible places. And yes, it's not, there's always going to be feedback when they're pushing people and the fans start to say, oh, well, it's because he's going to be their guy. And the fans start to turn on that person, like a Roman Reigns or a John Cena, how it used to be. Now I think wrestling fans are, because of shows like this, because of social media, they're more in tune to be like, wow, this guy has it and he's going to be the future of this company, and we're just going to be happy to be along for the ride.
Yeah, and we'll get more into Wardlow in just a moment, because another big pop from last night, and the guy didn't even have to be there, was Eddie Kingston. The pop that Eddie Kingston got, the chance for Eddie Kingston during that Santana-Jericho match, tells you they're doing the right things with him as well.
Eddie Kingston's getting a cult-like following.
Yep.
Another guy who's so strong on the mic. You don't want to see him wrestle all the time. You do want to see him cut promos, and you want to feel his heart. You want to feel his passion. And getting him burnt and putting him in that situation where he cannot be there also helps him. He does. He reminds me of a modern-day Sandman in the sense of he's this attraction. He's this everyday guy. You can, you know, picture him sitting down and having a beer with you at a bar after the show or during the show. And when he comes back, he's going to get another great reaction. We always say it's good to go away for a little bit just so we appreciate you even more.
Yeah, and there's a lot of returns and people that fans are excited to see when we dive a little bit deeper into Dynamite. But I want to stay on Wardlow, because like you just said, it's almost like the 2022 version of Goldberg. And if anybody remembers the story of Goldberg early on in WCW, it kind of played out just like this. And Wardlow is somebody that, hey, he had a feud, you know, that classic cage match with Cody Rhodes early on in the history of Dynamite. But this is the best we're seeing from Wardlow. This is the most crowd interaction we're getting from Wardlow. And it's the best story for Wardlow with MJF. And I'm excited what we're going to see at Double or Nothing.
Well, he's always been different in the sense of different. He's bigger than most of the AEW roster. He's got a great look. And for the fact that he's most big guys who are in that bodyguard role, they're in that role for a reason. They're not as polished, and or you're grooming them. And when I say grooming them, they're getting polished, and they're getting polished, you know, being on the road doing their AEW's not on the road. They're a television company. They're not doing live events. You're getting more reps. He's actually been getting more reps behind the scenes than guests, because his in-ring is really, really damn good. And seeing little glimpses of him has really, really worked, because you think about it, for a long time, he was a bodyguard for the top heel, put in these situations to make the right call, make the right move. He finally does it. The people go nuts for him. And now they're letting it simmer for him and MJF, even, you know, for the contract signing, which of course is going to be in MJF's hometown next week in Long Island, where it'll be interesting to see if the fans get into Wardlow just as much, because Long Island has been in love with MJF. It'll be an interesting dynamic to see. I just think whatever they do is going to be a super duper over segment.
Well, Tommy, you just brought up something that's really interesting. It might even be a question for the Busted Open Nation as well at 877-344-4893, because we definitely want to take phone calls from everybody who watched Dynamite last night or may have been in Baltimore to watch Dynamite last night. But the last time that they were in Long Island, they gave a hero's welcome to MJF. He was in a feud and a story with CM Punk. All right, there's not a lot of wrestlers in AEW more popular than CM Punk. Might even be having an effect on your AEW World Champion Hangman Page. We'll get into that a little bit later on. But it's going to be interesting to see what that crowd reaction is going to be for MJF, and more importantly, Wardlow in Long Island.
Yeah, well, I mean, CM Punk likes that, and CM Punk told that story when he was there. It will be a big, big test for Wardlow. I don't know if I specifically need to hear from Wardlow. If you remember, Goldberg was short and sweet, early WCW Goldberg. I don't know if I need to hear from him.
I don't know.
He wasn't your next as of yet. He was more, yeah. Blah, blah.
Blah! He used to do
and he went on a long undefeated. The person who will be Sean Spears.
Yes.
Sean Spears will be a big catalyst to that entire thing, I feel, in Long Island.
But let's get into that match with Morrissey and Wardlow. We heard the hint last week from MJF, and we all knew it was going to be. By the way, he looks fantastic. If you haven't been watching Impact Wrestling on Thursdays, you should. Morrissey looked really good last night, Tommy.
Yes, he did. I've been kind of with him a lot through his journey, and I was happy to see him on that platform. The fans, the Impact Wrestling fans, love when he comes out. He's been in a feud with Brian Myers. I kind of had him as my when Sid came to ECW, and he's really, really stepped up. He's had some amazing matches in his time in Impact Wrestling, and I'm so happy that, most importantly, he's doing great in his personal life. And whether his Impact time is coming to an end, I hope that AEW would be smart enough to sign him, because he is pure money, and you got to see how good he is last night.
I agree, and he didn't get a lot of offense in. I thought it would be a little bit more competitive than it was. Pretty dominating victory by Wardlow. But when he did that power bomb on Moores, that crowd went insane. You know, Paul, our producer, called me and was like, wow. And Bully, he always talks about listening to the crowd, and all you have to do is listen, and you can hear. I was having a conversation with Paul during that match. I didn't need to hear the crowd. Visually, that crowd was on their feet, absolutely insane. I went back and listened to it, and then I heard all the Enzo chants that were going on during the course of that match. But you want to see a crowd get excited, get hyped. Those are the types of matches, Tommy, as somebody who does this show, I get excited about. Because you know they're going to get excited for Jeff Hardy. You know they're going to get excited for Sting and Jericho. But to see somebody like Wardlow get that type of a reaction, even more so than the names that I just mentioned last night, that's got to give you a good feeling, and a good feeling about the future if you're a fan of AEW.
Yeah. If it's me, I would have teased a little bit more going for the powerbomb and having the big guy, Morrissey, either backdrop me or prevent it. It gets the move more over. And I don't know why he didn't do, because the fans really want to keep seeing him do more than one power bombs.
Yeah.
I don't know why he did not do that.
He just did the one.
I understand that, but I don't know why he didn't.
No, I agree with you. I said he just did the one. Usually we've been seeing him, like you said, do multiple power bombs. I agree with you. One was just enough. I'm thinking, for somebody that size and as big as Morrissey, it should have been more than just one. So I'm on the same page with you, Tommy. I think the fans would have liked to see more than one. But a guy that size, it should have taken more than one.
Lance weighs more than Morrissey, and he's probably about the same height. And he hit him with four.
Yeah.
The biggest part of Wardlow's offense, move, one more, move, and then the roll-through pickup powerbomb. That's kind of his move set. And the fans really, that's engaging the fans. That's why I say when that, it's nitpicking, but that's a big part of him and his, if we're going to establish that it's one is enough, then it's cool. He needs to, when it eventually happens, he needs to hit MJF with about 10 of them.
And you know what, Tommy? You just said something that's making me think of why they did what they did last night. Because maybe they're getting away from the multiple power bombs and they just want to have him clean win with one. Because when he finally does get MJF in the ring, they want it to be, like you said, just an absurd amount of power bombs on MJF.
It could also be, hey, he doesn't work here. And
maybe
it could be just one to take him out. You never know the mindset. The match worked. The match worked for both guys. And like I said, I hope Wardlow's career continues on this path. Morrissey will be performing this week in Impact. And I hope it leads to bigger and better things.
877-344-4893, 877-FIGHT93, talking about Wardlow and how much the fans love him. That's exactly what the nation wants to talk about this morning. Let's go to Steve in New Jersey. Steve, your thoughts on Wardlow? Steve, you there? Okay, we do not have Steve. Let's go out to Bama Dave. Bama Dave, your thoughts on Wardlow?
Hey, guys, good morning. How y'all doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great, absolutely. Hey, guys, I was thinking a lot of things y'all were thinking. Why did it only take one? And then it occurred to me, if that's something that you leave the fans wanting more, then when you pull the multiples when it matters, like with an MJF, because I do agree with the Goldberg comparison, but when I look at Wardlow, I also see Batista. And Batista only needed one Batista bomb usually to finish the match, and he only did
great
two
call.
if he really hated the guy. So it's been since Kevin Nash's jackknife and Batista's bomb that you know, the powerbomb has meant so much in the wrestling business. So I think they're doing the right thing, dialing it back a little bit. But I do agree with you, Tommy. I instantly thought, okay, it took four to beat Lance, but it only took one to beat Kaz, maybe two, just to say this dude's bigger. I want to make sure I get the win here. And then when you got a guy that's like Scorpio Sky size or something like that, do one. My only disconnect other than that is when he cleaned out security and there's nobody left between him and MJF, why didn't he at least try to make a run for it? And then MJF could say, whoa, 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 hey, if you want to get what you want, you stay right there. At least at that point, it would have been like, okay, is it really about the match or is it really about getting my hands on MJF?
Hmm.
I think that's what, and good call by Bama Dave. Good call by Bama Dave. And you know what? I think he may be right when it comes to that powerbomb.
I think he's definitely right. Yeah. With the Batista bomb, great analogy. And with Diesel's powerbomb, that is what every smarter wrestler will ever say when they say less is more. And that will mean so much more. So hopefully that's the path they go. If not, and he hits him a multiples the next opponent, then it'll be an interesting thing to note in your wrestler brains.
Hear what's happening around the globe on World of Basketball.
Big news this week. I am going to be the director and coach of the USA Basketball World Tour team this summer. 3x3 is FIBA's baby. It is catching on around the world. It's an Olympic sport, and I'm so excited about being involved.
New episodes of World of Basketball, hosted by Fran Fraschilla, are released Thursdays on the SiriusXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bill, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. But let's bring in one of the greats, and I truly mean one of the greats. I fell in love with him back when he was in a feud with Ronnie Garvin on Georgia Championship Wrestling, and that is the one and only Jake the Snake Roberts. Sir, how are you this morning?
I'm doing absolutely fabulous, man. I'm having a great day. Every day's a great day these days, man. Sobriety brings gifts that you didn't even expect.
And Jake,
what a wonderful take
and
right
Jake,
there.
As a fan, and I could see Tommy Dreamer, my co-host, has a smile from ear to ear. To hear you, sir, with such a positive attitude, it's great as fans of yours to see you happy and healthy right now in 2022.
Well, you know, when you're getting to the age that I am, which is too old, you're going to have problems, you know, because the parts are breaking down and. You know, if I'd known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. But to tell you the truth, I'm about to get my third hip. And, you know, there's no warranty on those damn things. That's bullshit. But anyway, you know, you have little issues here and there. And unfortunately, my mom gave me a couple of diseases. There's no cure for in my lungs. And I have to do a little oxygen here and there. And but that's okay because... In between, man, I have such great days, man. And getting the opportunity to come to this 80s con, man, where I get to see some of the guys that are still left. And there's not a whole lot of us, you know, unfortunately. But to see the guys and, you know, it's just a wonderful thing, man. I mean, I ran into a guy a couple of weeks ago that I hadn't seen since, my God, 74 75, Dr. D, you know. Wow. And Jesus Christ, did I not know him, you know. But he's still here, he's still out there. Schultz is still out there doing it, man. And it's just a great opportunity for the fans to rub elbows with us. And I truly enjoy getting with the fans, because after all, the fans are what made us. And it never fails when I come to one of these, I'll have several people come up and say, you know, I used to watch you with my dad. We used to sit on the couch together, and this was our time together, maybe grandpa, you know, whoever. And I see a little tear come in their eye because obviously dad's gone, but they still have that memory. And for that to happen, it just tells me all those years that I was beating up the damned highways by myself or with some of the guys. And I was out there on the road, you know, away from my family, that it was worth it. Because if you can walk around this planet and have thousands and thousands of people that have a memory of you, then God almighty, what else do you want? I mean, seriously. Wow. So it's a great, great opportunity for me.
I always say it's about creating moments, and you've created so many amazing moments that absolutely will live forever. And when you talk about little kids, you're talking to someone who was a little kid whose his finish was the DDT because of you. And I had a great career. You won a lot more matches with it, but I had a great career with it. But you also said something about your mind, and your mind is your most powerful tool. And as you say, fighting your with, you know, your sobriety and enjoying aspects of life.
Oh, yeah.
You recently did something on your podcast that blew me away, you and DDP, where you talked about a promo you cut to the camera during ECW, and you remembered verbatim your promo that you cut in 1997. And I thought that was like, that's the level of a mind that Jake the Snake has that most people do not.
You know, Tommy, I was going through life, you know, a million miles an hour. But, you know, I took time thinking about those interviews, man, because I wanted to get into people's heads. I wanted to twist something or flip a switch to make them remember that. And to cut an interview that is... you know, remembered. A lot of people come up to me and talk about the WrestleMania 6 interview I did on DiBiase, and it blows me away. In fact, there's going to be a movie made about that interview. You know, that's the name of the movie, is the end of that interview. And something about wallowing the I just had a brain fart. Yeah, my age, you have brain farts. I call them brain farts, man, because it will come back to me in a few minutes. But if you can get a hold of people, man, and make them remember things like that, brother, then you've done your job, you know, above and beyond. You know, I never was one to go out there and holler and scream because I couldn't. I had a knee dropped in my throat and it crushed my voice box when I was young. And it took away the ability to scream. So if you can't do it, you better come up with something else, you know. But, I want to mention something else, man, that I'm starting to do with Sin Bodhi. Some people remember him as
Arnie.
Just popped my coffee over Kiz Arnie. They remember him as Kiz Arnie, but I know him as Sin Bodhi. And I wanted to do something special. You know, you get all these figures out here, you know. Not dolls, you know, because we're guys and we don't do dolls. But, you know, we got these figures out here. And, of course, there's a bunch of them that are pretty good. But I wanted to go a step further. So Sin, who is an unbelievable artist, people may not know that. He is incredible what he can do. He started making figures for me. And I told him, I said, I only want 50 of that pose in those tights. And that look. So he started making me 50 of this, 50 of that, 50 of this. So people can come and grab one of these, man, and know that there's only 50 of them on the damn planet. And at some point, they're going to be worth a lot of money. Because Sin does an unbelievable job in manufacturing these things. Because he does them by hand and he paints them by hand, man. This is not some spray paint bullshit from China. It pops out in 20 seconds. He takes the time to actually make these special. But I'll be bringing some of those with me. And more importantly, I'm going to bring a woman that I've been in love with for, oh my God, 40 years. But I just, she was a strong woman. And there was a time in my life when I was going down the dangerous street. And we had kids. And she was strong enough to say, look, baby, I love you, but you're not going to be around those kids when you're like that. So you need to pack your shit and go. So we divorced 24 years ago. And in the last year, we've gotten back together, which is an amazing story. I mean, for all the crap that I did for her to forgive me, and our love is so strong now, and she's the lady that slapped Rick Rude. And at that point, Rick Rude told me that she hits harder than I do, which really hurt. But she cupped his ear, man. She busted his eardrum for him. But it was a great moment in wrestling. And she's going to be there signing autographs and taking pictures with the fans, too. The first time ever. First time ever to come out and do this. So she's got a love for it, but she's also got some hate for it, too, you know, for the bad days. But it's just going to be an awesome, awesome con, man. There's going to be a lot there. I'm not the only one bringing something special. Everybody brings something special. So I just encourage the fans to come out and bring your stuff, man. We'll sign it up. You know, we'll take the photos. We'll do all sorts of crazy stuff. Hell, I'm able to do a table dance if the money's right. You know, just parking those cars on my butt. That's just the way the hips go.
Tell us the dollar amount. I'll make sure I give it to you to get that dance. Jake.
Yeah.
And Jake, you know, and seriously, like, yeah. You've been given a gift. So I hope you realize that. You know how it's very, very hard in this world, and you know this, to find love. And to lose it and to get it back is truly a gift. So
yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, they say if you truly love something, you got to let it go. And if it comes back to you, then it was meant to be. You know, and I never seen this coming. Of course, there's a lot of things I didn't see coming. You know, me getting sober, number one, and stopping the drugs, stopping all of it, and getting clean and sober. I mean, I tried for years to do it on my own. Then I started going to rehabs. That didn't work. I can tell you why that didn't work, too, when we had more time. But, you know, it worked with BDP because he brought me into his home, man, and I stayed there for 2 years. 2 years, man, fighting that beast. And he had to stay on top of me. I'd screw up, and instead of kicking me out, which is what I expected, he'd set me down and talk to me, ask me where we went wrong, and try to shore up the defenses a little bit, you know. Not many people know that in those 2 years, I never traveled alone. Never traveled alone. And I threw away my driver's license because I knew if I could drive, I might go the wrong direction, you know, because that's just the beast, man. And so I threw those things away to make myself get sober, to help myself get sober. And if anybody out there is listening and you're struggling, man, come talk to me at this con. I'll pull aside. We'll go get a chair somewhere and we'll talk for a few minutes, man, because I want to help all those out there that are struggling. There is a way to do it, man. There is hope. And if I can do it, you can damn sure do it too.
I agree with that. And there's also where you can reach out to people on social media. I know DDP reaches out. I know you reach out because you've understood, you went through it the hard way, but the beauty of life and the fact that all these, but think of all the great things that are repaying you, as well as,
oh my God,
your career affected DDP, where then your actions in the ring literally made him just a fan, but then you guys became a kindred spirit together, where you, what you did in the ring helped save your life. So that's a beautiful story.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. That's deep. You know, a wise man once told me, he says, if you go through life and you have one true friend, that's a guy that's going to stick with you through thick and thin, be for you 24/7, and be available. You don't, if you look, you don't have many friends like that. You know, I know that when I started getting sober, man, my friends disappeared, my so-called friends. You know, my drug buddies. You know, that's not a friend, man. You know, misery loves company. That's the reason they were around. But, you know, getting back to this con, Tommy, it's going to be great seeing you, man. And we got to get a picture together, man. I don't think I've got one.
Yeah, I got a pay-per-view in Cincinnati for Impact, but I will make sure we get a picture.
Well, you suck.
I've been saying that to him for years. Jake, you'll be seeing me at 80s Wrestling Con.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you and I are going to be on opposing sides on Saturday night.
That doesn't bother me.
Because we got the 80s Wrestling Con during the day, but then the big main event that night is my guy, who's I'm his personal ring announcer, Danny Morrison, is going up against your guy, Justin Carino. So you'll be in Justin Carino's corner, and I'll be in Danny Morrison's corner. So I'm looking forward to that on Saturday night, sir.
Oh, yeah. You like snakes?
Not really. Not a big fan of the snake.
Well, you just might see one. Up close and personal.
I may place a side wager on
just
this.
What I do.
Jake.
Just what I do.
I love it. And Jake, you know, there's so much, like Tommy just said, so many moments and so many memories. Yeah. So many things that I'm connected, you know, from my youth watching you. I grew up in Jersey watching Georgia Championship Wrestling. Your feud with Ronnie Garvin.
Oh, my God. That was a damn fight, man. That was a damn fight. Let me tell you something. I've been in street fights where I'd have given up a long time ago, you know, with Ronnie, because Ronnie would light me up. But I'll tell you something weird happened with Ronnie. You know, I used to be beating the snot out of him, man, and I'd look down at him. I'd think, oh, he's not getting up. He can't get back up. And I'd pound him a couple more times, and I'd look. I'm waiting for him to get up and make that comeback, because I know he's going to do it sooner or later, because he's a real man. You might think he had Ronnie Garvin whipped, but you don't. And, you know, he had a tail. You know, they talk about in poker, oh, he's got a tail, you know. You can tell when somebody's got a good hand or not. But I could tell he had a tail on him about when he was about to get up and make his comeback. And you know what that tail was?
What?
His nipples would get hard.
Wow.
And, you know, Yeah, it's true. It's true. It bugged me for years, man. And I seen him at one of these cons, man, a couple of years ago. And I found him, man. I got over to him and said, Ronnie, please, you got to answer me one question. But what is that? What do you want to know? I'm like, why did your nipples get hard before you beat the shit out of me? And he just looked at me and laughed and walked off. So I still don't know. You know, I still don't know. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm thinking about Ronnie Garvin. And it scares me. It truly scares me. Wow. Why in the hell do your nipples get hard? You know, and I don't know if I want to know the answer.
That's...
But hopefully I won't see him. And if he does, his nipples won't be hard. So there we go.
Well, I'll have to remember that the next time I'm with my wife, the lovely Violetta. Jake, really quick.
Yeah.
You know, you're one of my all-time favorite wrestlers. My all-time favorite rock star, Alice Cooper. WrestleMania 3, 93,000 fans. You and Alice Cooper going to the ring. I mean, an amazing, amazing moment.
Yeah, it was, man, except for when he started passing out. We were going to the ring on that lift, you know, and all of a sudden he is clawing the crap out of my arms. And I turn and look, what the hell are you doing? And he's sliding down. And I grab him and I help him back up. I said, what's wrong? He says, too much rush.
Wow.
So I talked to him after the show and I said, look, man, Cooper, you've been in front of millions of fucking people. I'm sorry. Millions of people. And you're telling me that was too much rush. He said, I didn't have my stuff with me. I wasn't the focus of it. I was just an extra piece. If I had a guitar in my hand, I'd have started playing something and I'd have been fine. But this wasn't my show. And he says, I didn't know what to do and I couldn't breathe. And I'm like, wow. Wow. Because, man, when I was growing up, School's Out for Summer was the number one song my senior year in high school. So to have that moment with him, man, and for him to tell me later that while I was going through this whole show with him, that dude, you need to grab a hold of yourself. And I'm like, bullshit, man, I got this shit, man. I'm all right. Woo, woo. I'm headed for stardom. He's like, man, be careful. You're going down the wrong road.
Wow.
And I'm like, what the hell? I said, what are you talking about? And he said, well, man, he said, I was a rock star, and then one day I woke up, and there was this new thing on TV called MTV. And there were guys out there doing the things that I got kicked out of the business for because I was too freaky. He said, and there's bunches of guys out there doing it. But I looked around me, Jake, and he said, I didn't have any money left. My family was gone, and I was alone. I was alone drinking two bottles of rye every day. And it blew me away. And I wish the hell I could have listened to him, because I still had a lot of more suffering coming at me. And since I've gotten sober, I've gotten back with him, and we've had a few laughs and had some good times. But a great, great, great story, great man. And, you know, sobriety is cool, man. Sobriety is cool.
Jake, thank you so much for the time. Again, Jake Roberts is going to be a part of 80s Wrestling Con and also ISPW Wrestling taking place this Saturday at the Menden Arena in Morristown, New Jersey. Also, Jake is going to be a part of Celeb Fest that's coming up May 15th in Baltimore as well. Jake, I can't wait to see you on Saturday.
Listen to the podcast, man. Listen to my podcast, you know, DDP and I, DDP Snake Pit. It kicks ass.
Yep, make sure you listen to DDP Snake Pit with Jake Roberts and DDP. And on Saturday, I'm giving you a hug. Who knows? My nipples might get hard. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I'm giving you a hug on Saturday.
Be careful, but I'm not giving a finger up your rear.
Jake, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you. See you, Tommy. Bye-bye.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks the SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.